First, though, the Nelson is going on. First round was today. No doubt you've heard the first round updates here on The Little Ticket from Bruce Levine.
Today. Doing a hell of a job out there, Bruce.
Outrageously great.
By the way, the Hardline Zone and the Ticket Zone, the fill-in host for the T-Box, Ed Lohr, is three back in striking distance. Get him, Eddie.
All right, and you're leaving this weekend. You're leaving golf.
I'll have my eye on the leaderboard during the festival, for
yeah,
sure.
One eye. The other will be completely
shut.
Yeah,
the one which may or may not be open.
All right, so 15 years ago, this weekend, was the last time this program ever went to the Byron Nelson. We used to be out there every year. We would do Thursday and Friday, and I want to say, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, this was a morning till night type thing. We were there all day. Morning show, midday show, you guys.
It was all hands on, man.
Yes.
There were a couple of years when we did stroke by stroke from the Nelson.
No doubt. In the very mid-90s. So, 1999, though, was the last year that the Hardline has been there, and we have our program director in here now, Jeff Catlin. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, guys.
Jeff used to produce the Hardline pre-2000, before Danny got here. So, is this the first year, because the Musers are out there tomorrow.
Yes.
Is this the first year that any ticket show has been there since 99?
I think so. There's a chance the Musers were there at one point early in the aughts, too, but it's been very, very sporadic.
And so they invited us out there? Basically,
yes, the cluster.
Ah, okay.
Oh, the cluster.
The cluster.
And we just, because we happen to be part of the cluster,
that's
then
right.
That's why we're allowed.
Yes, yes. Now, would you, I think it was strategically chosen which show would be there from each station. if you get my, I think that's the point of this segment, right?
How would you describe our relationship with the Salesmanship Club and the Nelson in general, the relationship of this show?
Today?
Yeah.
Better than it has been in years past.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they recognize it. It's hard not to recognize what the ticket has become over the last 20 years. And by the way, let me take this opportunity to congratulate you on your recent nomination for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
That's right, Mike. That's right.
Boom. Let's stay on point.
I am staying on point. I wanted to publicly acknowledge that. But I think
as an official voter for the Texas Radio Music Hall of Fame about sports, I congratulate you as well, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
And I will take your nomination under advisement.
Okay.
But to stay
as
on
well
point.
As well, you should. As well, anybody should. Yes, stay on point.
I think over the years they recognize what the ticket has become, even over the last 10 years, as opposed to 99 when this happened. The second thing is they recognize their own position now. Tiger Woods doesn't play in the tournament. Byron Nelson has passed away. And so, like most of these relationships, time heals a lot of things, and also they look at us now as an opportunity to help them partners with the stations here because, you know.
We could use you.
Need. Right. Yeah, yes. Changes a lot of attitudes about things.
Sure.
Those little handwritten notes that Byron Nelson used to write all the players, and they'd be like, okay, we'll come play in your tournament, Byron. Well, now, those don't. Actually,
the field's pretty good this year.
It's not bad this year. It's actually really good. So, back in 1999, and you say this started prior.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up.
Yes.
Oh, this
had been going on for years.
Yes. Just like anything on this show and on this station, we start with this idea that's a pretty good idea. And then each year we try to take it up a notch to impress ourselves and to make each other laugh and to push each other farther. And the listeners get to ride along with it until at some point it just turns into something that has gone completely too far. And stop me if you've heard this before. There's no one that really takes control of the show to stop it, Danny. If you could relate to that.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, so you
were guilty of this, too.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm talking to him.
He knows he is. So
pretty good.
You guys would be out there, and you would be near the pavilion.
At some years, we were in the pavilion. We're in the roped-off area.
That's the problem.
Outside of the tented part, but inside the pavilion.
Yes. So for those who don't know what the pavilion is, it is their bar, because you cannot have beer on the course, or at least you used to could not. The only place you could drink was inside this pavilion.
Now, is the pavilion still today what it used to be then?
Yes, but it's in a different spot.
Okay, but like
the clientele, you mean?
The reality is the pavilion was why most people went to the Nelson to begin with.
Yes, people, back in the day, the people would say you go to the Colonial to hang out and have a kick-ass time and watch golf. At the Nelson, you go to the pavilion, the end.
You went to the happy hour.
Yes, because it was nut to butt, chicks everywhere.
It was what I always remember hearing on the Hardline for the years leading up to working here, was that the pavilion was chicks dressed to the nines at a golf tournament in high heels and the shortest skirts and the biggest push-up bras you can imagine, and dudes walking around in golf spikes twirling a putter.
That's right.
That's about the size of it.
I don't know if it's that stereotypical, but it's close.
And I know we're going to get into how it all started, but one of the ways that it started was going out and talking to these girls, and really the most innocent question was to ask them about the tournament and about golf going on and if they knew anything.
Right.
Which then led into all the other discussion.
And this would happen post 5 o'clock when these people have been out there for a couple hours, you know, between 5 and 7 o'clock, and the girls that I remember you guys talking to were hammered.
You think? Yes.
I mean, beyond hammered.
But we could have started this at 3.
Yeah.
And it would have been that way.
But you would do this for 6 segments in a row.
Yeah, we would do it all show.
Yeah, and for a lot of the time, we were on middays while we were doing this, too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. 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 This was noon to 4.
Great. Yeah. From 11 to 2 or whatever.
And yeah, it would seem like we would do it for several segments in a row, and then we would take like one segment off, and then we'd go right back to it again.
Okay. Well, we didn't have anything better. What's better
than
that?
We're at the tournament.
So their
idea.
We're
out there at the tournament, and there are boobs everywhere.
They're going right to the end?
No. We're going to take a break, program director.
Oh, okay, good.
Their idea for wonderful content was not just to interview girls, not just talk about their outfits, not to just talk about their boobs. It was to measure their boobs.
That wasn't the first one.
It wasn't?
Nope.
What was the first one?
It wasn't.
I'll tell you next.
See there, we got a pro it here now.
The ticket for what we do.
All right, let's get back into our story here about why the Hardline is not only not allowed at the Nelson now, but has not been since 1999. And here to help us out with this is the Catman of the Americas, who was our producer back in these days, in these very disturbing, turbulent times.
When the show was good.
Yeah, when the show was good. So when we made our way.
Right. So you guys, back in 1999, you're in the pavilion, you're seeing all these drunk girls, and this has been going on for a couple of years, so I don't want to just say it's 1999. You did the same thing a couple of years in a row.
Do y'all remember?
I don't know if we did the same thing.
We didn't. Do y'all remember this guy named Greg the Hammer Williams?
I do.
You remember him?
I do.
He used to work here?
I did. Him, yes.
Yeah.
He would have these weird ideas. Every now and again, a blind squirrel finds a nut, to use one of his phrases about him. And he had the idea. We would talk to these girls, but one year it was, let's go talk to these girls and find out if they're real or fake. So that was our bit. Then one year it was like, let's guess what size they are and let's see how close, let's guess their bra size.
And so we would step it up. Was this wireless or you guys would actually put a headset on them?
We would either bring them close to the broadcast table, and this was back in the day when the great Gordo would work a double shift. And so we would have him a couple days a week, and
so
we would make it a point to be out there too and would work them wireless. And so like I said in the last segment, each year we would go out there, we're trying to push the envelope, make each other laugh, make it more titillating. See what I did there?
Right.
As it were. And so we would come up with these, like, let's guess their bra size. Let's find out if they're real or fake. And then, of course, the one you're talking about, which was the creme de la creme of all ideas. Let's grab the tape measure. And actually, I think what it was string for some reason.
It was string.
It was string, right?
You didn't have an actual tape measure.
We couldn't find a tape measure.
And then like a ruler.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Why did you have a ruler?
Because we had to measure the string. We put the string around them and then measure it. Because we needed to be accurate.
Because I remember it's like, so what size bra do you wear? How big are your boobs?
Yes.
Oh, I'm a 30-60. There's no way. We need to measure to make sure.
How big are your boobs?
And that's how that came to be.
And so you would, and these girls are hammered, and they would allow you.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Hey,
they were lined up.
Because they wanted to know, too.
To measure their boobs. And then what? Next?
Yes.
Did they win a prize?
No.
Prize?
Just the honor of having their boobs measured on the radio.
And then the reaction is, all right.
Very nice.
38D.
Wow.
What have we here, Grego?
And then you'd move on to the next one?
Yes. Why do you?
We would talk to them for a little bit.
You know how wireless works.
I know.
It wasn't just line them up, measure them, send them on their way.
We got their story, and of course, the drunker they were, and it's two girls together, and there's comparison.
Yeah, we got to where we are by putting on a show.
I realize that. Okay. I realize that. God, okay.
You have done wireless, haven't you?
One time.
Okay,
I did.
All right.
One time.
Well, then you know what we're talking about. Once they serve their purpose, you move on.
Okay, so you do this, the measuring boobs thing on a Friday afternoon or whatever it was.
Yeah.
At what point did you catch blowback from the Nelson itself?
Not till the next week at some point.
Okay.
All during the show. We're having a great time.
Yeah.
And then do you guys remember being called in and talking about this with the powers that be at the time?
No, I don't.
No, I think it just kind of came around, and they may have given us the old talk that we all get even to this day of, hey, well, I don't know if we dodged this one. We heard a little something about it, and then you kind of just go on because you have another show in another week, and it comes back around the next year in May.
Right.
When it's getting to be Nelson and Colonial time, and we're all rubbing our hands together. We're like,
oh,
all
boy,
right.
What are we going to do this year?
What are we going to do?
How are we going to top that?
And
then we found out that we weren't.
Yep.
So the delicate balance that goes on out there with the Salesmanship Club and the Byron Nelson with the Pavilion, I get where they're coming from because they raise more money out there, the Salesmanship Club does, for kids in need, you know, than any other organization.
They're doing it for the kids, and they do great work.
Yes, than any other organization, charitable-wise, on the PGA Tour. They raise so much money, and they always have. But that Pavilion is a big reason why they raise a lot of money. They sell a lot of tickets to the golf tournament, yes, but they make so much money in that Pavilion that they own, that they operate, and they know the lifeblood to that, at the time at least,
is Nookie.
Was ass.
That's right.
So there's a huge level of hypocrisy here.
They
could say that they will allow this element in, but let's not draw any attention to
it
by measuring
boobs. That was the problem.
We've shown a big bright light on it.
Yes, and that show, from what I remember, that's all that was talked about, was not just the Pavilion, but what was inside and that element. And you know what? Dude, it was a stripper fest in there.
Don't think that some of those girls are out there working.
Oh, I know. I know. And that's what it became. I've not been there. I've not stepped foot on the grounds of that golf tournament since 1999.
I haven't either.
And I really don't have any desire to be honest with you. But I wonder if that is still there. Strippers.
I don't remember talking to one that I thought was either working or a stripper.
No, they're out there.
I don't doubt that for a minute. I'm just saying that I didn't come away from any of those times that we were out there thinking that we'd run into one of those.
It seemed like it was girls' day out, and they were all trolling for guys.
But didn't it seem like just normal girls to you?
Yeah, it was.
They're dodgy, though. I mean, those chicks were like, those are the you may go home with them, but there is no chance in hell that you would ever ask one of those girls out on a date.
That wasn't our point anyway. We were just trying to entertain ourselves.
I'm not talking about you guys in radio. I'm talking about the quality of woman in there. It's pretty lowest common denominator.
I don't think we were trying to run the newlywed game or anything like that.
I'm not saying it from a radio perspective. I'm just trying to paint the picture of what was in there. It's fast and it's loose.
Look, it's Dallas, Texas. There's hot chicks in there, and they're drunk, and we're in there, and we're going to talk to them. And they put that together, and it was great.
And they all know that that is the place for that thing anyway.
And you're right. The salesmanship, and now Byron Nelson was still alive back then, and what they didn't like is on the highest-rated show in town, we are shining this light on what's happening there. They all knew it, but they wanted to keep it under the rock, and people that knew. And they knew what they got out of it, but it didn't need to be promoted. We were out there to promote golfing and Tiger and Fred Couples and the Salesmanship Club and their tournament.
If you do a Google search for Byron Nelson Pavilion 2013, it looks like freaking Mardi Gras.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Nothing's changed.
No.
Oh, there's Elf interviewing a couple of broads.
All right. You know, Rob Chickering has sent me some photos. Rob Chickering, who our former chief engineer.
Yes, the great skydiving chief.
If there's anybody that knows about measuring things, it's the skydiving chief.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. He sent me some photos of the actual measuring. And you got, what was his name? Eric. The Aggie. Eric.
Oh, promotions,
yes.
Eric?
Yeah. He's out there measuring. Absolutely. Eric is.
I forgot about him.
Right.
He was the guy that executed measurements.
Okay, so he was the measure. You guys wouldn't actually do it yourselves.
No.
And actually, he's actually holding a tape measure, too, it looks like. He must have showed up with the tape measure, because I know we did string.
Yeah. God, look at these women, though, and how ridiculously big bosom they are and what they're wearing. It's hilarious.
It's awesome.
So funny, man.
It was awesome.
All right, I'll try to post some of these on Twitter. And plus, you see a very fresh-faced Gordo with a Reebok
t-shirt.
Yes! Stupid Reebok t-shirt.
I will say this. Even though the Hardline hasn't been out to the Nelson in 15 years and the ticket has been out there very, very infrequently, it was freaking worth it.
Yeah, it was,
There is no doubt.
It was great radio.
Yes, it was.
It's worth the ban of 15 years just to, I mean, because it was kind of a legendary day, at least from what I remember. And it was, man.
And everybody was talking about it.
Yep. And it was Friday afternoon. And, God.
And it was May. It wasn't too hot yet. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was good times.
I think I'm going to go by there on the way.
What are you umphing?
It'd just be fun to be out there right now. But no, we've got to measure boobs.
It would be fun.
Yeah,
it really would be fun.
And you know what? If we were out there right now, I would want to measure boobs.
I'm with you on that.
What if they say, we'll let you back out there, but you cannot measure boobs?
Okay, fine.
You'll go out there?
Sure.
Or we can't go wireless.
Okay. We can bring them over and talk to them. There are ways of getting around all this stuff.
Yeah, I want to see Snake out there. Madam, sweetheart, bitch.
Well, I hope it is worth it, because it does look like it would be a hell of a lot of fun to spend a Thursday and a Friday afternoon at.
Yeah.
Mike.
What?
You could get a date,
It's not
Mike.
My fault.
Oh, it's not. Whose fault is it then? It is to your fault.
No, it's not.
It's Jeff's fault.
It is
it's your fault.
It
it's
is
the
not
Hammer's
my fault.
Fault. It's Goofy Deer's fault.
Yeah, it's the Goofy Deer's fault. It's all y'all's
it's
fault.
It's Eric's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Blame him.
I'm not blaming Eric. He was the biggest pawn in that game. Measure her.
All right, what else, Kat?
Well,
I think we put a nice bow on it there, Mike.
Can we just get next week's show meeting over with now?
Yeah, anything you want to tell us?
Any ratings information?
Good. Okay, good.
Summer Bash.
Are you going with him?
Tell us.
You're going?
No, I'm not going.
Okay.
I'm not going to that.
Well, the way he made it sound with this tease was that you're going with him.
Well, he tried to get me to because he enjoyed hanging out with me in Colorado so much last week, and I was so with the program up there, if you follow.
Yeah, I follow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a radio bit we were doing, Jeff.
Yeah, I understand that.
This is a drug-free environment, Jeff.
I understand that too, Danny.
All right, let's get into where I am headed and how I'll be spending the next 3 days next.
Broadcast.